best laminates. Over 80 first quality laminates are now up to 40% off. Over 50 beautiful bamboo floors are up to half off. Plus, get up to 18-month special financing. Some stores claim to have the lowest prices, but seeing is believing. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at SteakGift.net.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to Handyman123.HomeAdvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to Handyman123.HomeAdvisor.com. Handyman123.HomeAdvisor.com. That's Handyman123.HomeAdvisor.com.
Enjoy crispy bacon goodness on your favorite breakfast sandwich at Subway. Like the bacon, egg, and cheese. Get it made the way you say. Subway, build your better breakfast.
For the best lawn on the block, DynaGreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for DynaGreen or online at DynaGreenInfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed. DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
Enjoy crispy bacon goodness on your favorite breakfast sandwich at Subway. Like the bacon, egg, and cheese. Get it made the way you say. Subway. Build your better breakfast.
They did it for us. Served on the front lines defending our freedom. But now, Army veteran Justin and his family from Spanish Lake could use some help this holiday season. So here's what we're doing for them. A live tree, lighting for the tree, gift certificates, a house cleaning, a cleaning supply basket, auto detailing, an ice skating outing, and more to say thank you. KTRS and AD Lift Truck present Home for the Holidays. Brought to you in part by Allen Roofing and Siding and the Big 550, KTRS.
Meet me under the mistletoe while the world is all aglow. And we'll
is this Scotty McCreary?
Yes.
Making dreams come true.
I thought so. I recognize that deep voice.
As you did a year
ago. Mike Evans is on the way. Things are out of order today because we're off at 5:30 because of Mizzou football. So Mike is on the way after I share some big news with you. Now, this is hot off the press, as they used to say, because I just got the confirmation this morning from Tom Price that they're going to do this. Now, listen and listen tight, as John Wayne used to say. He might not have ever really said that, but when people did impressions of him, they said two things, pilgrim and listen tight. I don't ever remember hearing John Wayne call anybody pilgrim. Thank
right,
you.
It's always associated.
Yeah, and listen tight. I don't know if you ever said that, but listen and listen tight anyway. You have heard me talk to you about this electronic toilet conversion at Thompson Price. It's something that a lot of people are doing now when they have a bathroom completely remodeled, is they think, well, hey, while we're at it, let's put in this fancy schmancy. I don't like to call it a bidet because bidet sends the wrong message to people. Go, well, I don't want a bidet. It's so much more than a bidet. They're going to give one away. They're going to give one away to one of our listeners, and all you have to do is just go in the showroom and register. Now, before I get to how you do that and when you do it, which is right now, if you're near there, just go ahead and pull the shopping center now and go in there to Thompson Price and register. If you've never seen this thing, you can see a working toilet. And the word toilet used to just mean something that flushes bad stuff down. You have to see this thing to really appreciate it. There's a wireless remote control that you hold, and then with that, you tell the toilet what water jets you want to spray on what area, and it dries you, and the seat is heated. It is an amazing experience. I used it. Now, I didn't drop anything in it, but I actually went in there and pulled my pants down and sat on this thing, and the seat was nice and toasty, and it's very interesting. Yeah, and somebody's going to get one free, completely free, installed free, because what happens is you convert your existing toilet to a modern-day combo toilet, bidet, washer, dryer, warm air dryer. It's almost like a spa pampering treatment for your butt. It really is. And there's a women's setting and a men's setting. So when you go in the showroom, in addition to registering, say, hey, I want to see this thing. And they'll be happy to show it to you. It is, to me, is one of the most interesting items and options in that entire showroom. So here's the deal. After they get 100 people registered, which I don't think is going to take very long, they're going to give one away, which means they're going to bring the conversion kit to your house, and they're going to install it, and when they leave, you will have a toilet that if you're not careful and you tell too many people, you're going to have people stopping, knocking on your door, and go, hey, can I use your toilet? When you have guests over, if you have a company or relatives, do yourself a favor. Put this thing in your own master bathroom. Do not let your relatives or people know that you have it, because I promise you what they'll do when they come to your house is they're going to eat as much as they can. On the way to your house, they're going to stop at 3 Mexican restaurants. They're going to do everything they can to make sure they have to go to the bathroom. You don't want that. This is for you and your family. And I don't even know what you officially call it, so I'm calling it the electronic toilet conversion, which converts a simple toilet into some Jetson space-age thing that I know sounds like something you go, well, I don't need that. Well, no, you don't need it, but once you see what it is, you go, oh, I got to have that. Well, somebody's going to get one free. So here's where the showroom is. The showroom, and you can do this effective right now. This is the first announcement. If you're in DePere, I would urge you, because there are no strings attached to this. You don't have to sign up to have your, you don't have to have your kitchen remodeled, your bathroom. All they're going to ask you to do is fill out a thing and register. Your name, your phone number, your email address, and you are officially registered for the giveaway, which will happen at some point after they've had at least 100 people register. So the showroom is in DePere, about a half mile east of 270. As you're going east, it's on the left-hand side of the road in this beautiful, newly renovated shopping center. They're right next to McAllister's Deli. You cannot miss it. If you're going down Manchester, about a half mile past 270, start looking to your left, and you'll see it. Thompson Price. Stop in there. Say, I'm here to register for the super-duper deluxe, you know, Jetsons toilet conversion. And they'll show you where you go to register in the showroom, and feel free to take a look at it. I know this sounds weird, but if while you're there you feel like you need to go, just go. I mean, it's a toilet. It's like no different than going into any restaurant or lunch place going, hey, can I use your restroom? Where are your restrooms? Hey,
do you mind if I drop the kids off at the pool?
I wouldn't say that, I don't think. But at least take a look at it and let them show it to you. And some lucky AM, one of the other great benefits of being AM and the PM, some AM and the PM listener is going to have this thing installed. And again, they're not bringing a new toilet. Your existing toilet becomes, it's interesting how they do this, becomes this electronic conversion combo bidet dryer heated thing. So get in and register. There's absolutely no purchase necessary. You do not have to be right now in the market for kitchen and bath remodeling. So get in, and the sooner you do, the better chance you have of getting in before the cutoff and the giveaway. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I just told you where the showroom is. Here's where the website is. The website, when you decide you want it done right and you want your money's worth, thompsonprice.com. I know, a song that you normally hear closer to 6 o'clock. But there'll be no large morning show in the afternoon on the air close to 6 o'clock today because we're off at 5:30. So we go to Southern California now to join Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant. and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, on the east end of all that stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Go all the way down to the eastern part, and there it is, where it's been for years. Gift certificates, gift certificates, gift certificates. I can't stress it enough, because they sell a lot of them. And anybody, somebody who's never been but has always wanted to go, will appreciate them. And regulars to the Smokehouse in Antigons will certainly appreciate it, because they know what they're in for. Here he is, folks, Mike Evans. Hey, thanks for shifting the schedule around today. And no, you don't get it anyway.
Okay, no problem. Pop quiz question in keeping with celebrities' private collections. Today, name the name of the star who collects cuckoo clocks. Cuckoo clocks.
I can't stand them.
Britney Spears. Steve Buscemi. Anne Hathaway. Billy Joel. Odds and ends, Kris Jenner continues her lack of class, bad motherly skills by now shopping steamy, suggestive, nearly nude photos of her teenage daughter, Kendall.
How old's a teenager?
She's 18.
17.
That's child porn if she's not 18.
She's 18. She thinks she's 18 and a half.
Okay. Okay, there you go.
How would you feel if pictures like that were around of your daughter?
I'm sorry?
How would you feel? Would you be happy if the long-suffering was selling pictures of your daughter like that?
Of course
that?
Not. That's why I wasn't applauding. That was the audience in the annex that was applauding.
Yeah.
Because
you're
sick.
For that.
No.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Joan Rivers gave millions of dollars out of her estate to the Guide Dogs for the Blind in California. And these are the people that get dogs and train them for veterans who come back that have lost their sight. What a great thing for Joan Rivers to do. I just think that's just wonderful.
Yeah, it is wonderful.
Millions of dollars.
Generally two sides to almost everybody, and there were two Joan Rivers. There was the foul-mouthed, filthy Joan Rivers, and there was the generous, compassionate Joan Rivers.
Absolutely. FX Network is doing a movie, The People versus Orenthal J. Simpson. My question is, really, who cares? I mean, I covered that thing from beginning to end when it happened 20 years ago. Does anybody really care about
Orenthal?
No,
and what could and what could they show us that we weren't all glued to when
exactly.
It happened?
Exactly.
We're not going to learn anything.
It's just a trial. I mean, really.
Wow.
I mean, maybe there's a whole new generation, but they don't care about Orenthal.
No.
HBO is shooting a new miniseries about the New York music scene of the 1970s, directed by Martin Scorsese, produced by Mick Jagger, and starring Ray Romano and Andrew Dice Clay.
There's a combo.
Very odd. I'm just asking, why don't cops shoot suspects in the leg and the feet instead of in the chest?
You said that yesterday.
Well, I'm still looking for the answer to that.
Well, here, I'll tell you the answer. I told you the answer yesterday.
You said it's hard to hit them in the legs. And they're trained to shoot where you're
and the reason for that, the reason they're trained to hit center mass, they call it, which is the torso, is that if you start trying to rely on hitting somebody in the foot of the leg and you miss, about 2 seconds later, they kill you because they were still able to hobble toward you and beat you to death or shoot you. You can't take that chance. If they're coming at you and attacking you, kill them. And the best way to do it is center mass, not the leg. It's too risky.
What if you shot the gun out of their hand?
Yeah, that's good in the westerns.
Yeah.
I saw that. I've seen, Roy Rogers, Gene Autry.
Yeah, that's in the movies.
Yeah, that looks great in the movies. It looks good in the movies. Tough to do.
How about a movie review?
All right.
Exodus, God and Kings. It opens Friday, and it is the Ridley Scott-directed epic of Moses leading God's people out of Egypt. Christian Bale is fabulous as Moses, and the production value is terrific. Starts a little slow, but the book is an amazing piece of art. Don't understand. Some critics are panning it. Others love it. I tend to like it a lot more than most. Great effects, acting, the script. Rated PG-13, 2 hours, 22 minutes, 3 stars, and I think it'll be the number one movie this weekend.
What's it called?
It's called Exodus, God and Kings.
Oh, yeah. I saw the previews when I was in the theater. My wife will be front and center. I will not go see that.
Remember that movie? I'll get into that. Okay. New York Post headline. You know I love them, Franco. above the story that Rolling Stone magazine was wrong about that University of Virginia fraternity rape. You remember that story?
Yep.
Rolling Stone was wrong. There was no fraternity rape. Headline screamed, "It's a big frat lie."
Oh, that's good.
See what you did there?
Yep.
All right, Jim. Now, our date in history is 1959. One of my favorite all-time movies came out. It debuted on this date in 1959. I'm going to give you a sound effect hint, and you see if you can give me the name of this movie released on this date in 1959, one of my favorites. You ready?
Okay, yep. The Birds?
Flipper?
Psycho?
Psycho.
Ooh.
Oh. The bath shower scene?
Gosh, I wonder why I didn't get it from that realistic sound.
Well, apparently it was pretty good because...
Peon got it.
Dan, who got it?
Peon
got it. Exactly.
I'm with Dan. It sounds like Flipper.
I know.
You know what? That's just cold. For that, and finally.
Now you ruined his report. And now look what he's doing. He's taking his bat and ball and going home.
Yeah, I thought it was good, Mike. I got it from him.
Gave
so
you
I
a great report today.
I thought it was good.
Thank you. Name the name of the celebrity that collects goo-goo clocks. And you know what? I've got, Frank, don't listen. Turn your headphones
right,
off.
Okay.
I got him three cuckoo clocks for three different rooms.
What'd he say? I just walked back in.
Okay,
what'd he say?
Nothing.
Hello?
Nothing.
Frank, you there?
Yeah, I'm here now, yeah.
Okay. Name the name of the star that collects goo-goo clocks. Is it Steve Buscemi, Britney Spears, Anne Hathaway?
Okay.
Billy Joel.
Before the answers, let me just say, when you're a young, especially a younger person, if you want your house to reek of old people and say, hey, old people live here, have cuckoo clocks or those big, big
grandfather
pendulum.
Oh, yeah.
Dong, dong. Oh, my goodness.
What about
just,
grandfather clocks?
Well, that's a grandfather clock. It's a big pendulum. And that just says, hey, a really old person lives here. I don't like either one of them. What do you think, Dan?
I'll say Anne Hathaway.
I'll say Steve Buscemi.
Then I will say Billy Joel.
Ignorant sluts. Britney Spears.
Oh.
Wow. 300 of them.
Well, good.
Imagine going into her house when the clock strikes 12.
No.
That would be absolutely cuckoo, cuckoo.
Times 300.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, he didn't do the see ya.
What? No, he did the cuckoo.
What?
That was the replacement for
I guess.
I just wanted to say Steve Buscemi.
I know. Buscemi.
They would all go off at the same time, 300 of them. But that big, like, and usually old people have a miniature one of those on the mantle. It's always on the mantle.
Oh, yeah.
The pendulum swinging. Bong, bong, bong. I don't know. That in doilies just says, hey, a really old person lives here, youngster. And you're going to be bored out of your mind.
And plastic on the sofa.
Well, I don't know that they do that. Are you talking about when they completely covered the furniture?
Yeah.
That ended in the late 60s, I think. I think people stopped. But they did it with the cars. We our car had that plastic that you stuck to in the summer and burned your legs and you sweated on it. And what was the point?
I don't know.
So that you could... let the next person who bought your car enjoy the nice material that you cheated yourself out of while you had it so the next person could have it. That was a big business, too. Companies made a lot of money. Pia doesn't know what we're talking about. Think of it as shrink wrapping your furniture in your house and your upholstery in your car. Because all cars had a bench seat in the front.
Yeah.
And it was covered with plastic. And it was real thick plastic. I'm trying to, like, shower curtain plastic. Only thicker and very hot in the summer and extremely cold and weird. Everything about it was weird. And I guess the only good thing was, if you spilled your milkshake in the car, you can wipe it right off. But so what? You still didn't get to enjoy the breathing properties of cloth, which... all cars were. I don't think I saw a car with leather. Now, there was vinyl. But when did leather get into cars?
I don't know.
That'd be an interesting statistic. What was the first car They came out with leather because I think some of the old, really expensive old Packard-type cars might have had leather, but mainstream leather, you know, Chevy, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge. It'd be interesting to see what the first year was. We do know there was Corinthian leather. Corinthian leather in the Cordoba, the Chrysler Cordoba. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, next door to each other. First Community Credit Union is where I do all my banking, is where I would like for you to consider doing all your banking. Can't make you do it. Can't force you to do it. Can only ask you to do it. And then I'd like to take the opportunity to tell you what it means to us if you do that. It is what keeps the show on the air. Because the only way First Community or any other advertiser can gauge whether or not the money they're spending is worth it is how many customers are walking through the door and changing where they're doing their banking. And evidently a lot, because I think it's about 6 or 7 years now that First Community Credit Union has been on board with us. Little tidbit of inside information. It's the single largest advertiser we have. Not longest running, but the biggest advertiser we have is First Community Credit Union. So we need for you to help us thank them and show them that it is money well spent. And the way you do that is you move your banking. Now, you say, what's in it for me? Well, here's what's in it for you. You got a great place to bank. A couple of examples. 1.99% annual percentage rate when you use your First Community Credit Union credit card, and that's on any purchase you make now through the end of December. That's a great rate. Here's another reason. It's actually 100 reasons. $100, that's what they want to give you and will give you if you move your car loan from wherever it is now to First Community Credit Union. It's not on new car loans. But if you already have an existing car loan somewhere else, move it over. You're probably going to get a better rate and have a lower payment every month anyway. So, boom, that's good news. The second good news is $100. That's it. Two great reasons out of many. It's a great place to bank. Don't forget this Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, the yard sale with Paul Warner. If you've never heard it, you will become a regular addicted listener. It's that kind of radio. 7 to 9. Every Saturday morning, Paul Warner, and there's only one sponsor, First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic, see how it's rolling. Here's Tim White.
All right, we'll start out with all the sports traffic coming into town. On eastbound 40, things are stacking up now from Timberlake Manor through Mason and now from Clayton Watson to Big Bend. Southbound 170, stop and go from Olive down through Highway 40. If you're going westbound 40, we're going to hit the brakes now from about Boyle through McCausland. A little bit heavy from 141 through Timberlake Manor. Eastbound 270, that's heavy now. McDonald through New Florissant. On westbound 70, you've got a couple slow pockets that start about Jennings Station Road, goes past the airport, then you're heavy again from the Earth City Expressway through Zumbel. This traffic report brought to you by Kohl's. Get to Kohl's for great gift Thursday through Saturday. Like 10 to 40% off select electronics from Jawbone, Sony, and Monster. You'll earn Kohl's cash, too. See store for details. Find your yes, Kohl's. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. And to you and yours, from me and mine, and everybody here at the Big 550 KTRS, have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, fabulous Festivus, and a safe and prosperous New Year.
Happy holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Dramatically improve the look of your kitchen before Christmas arrives and do it for less than you've ever imagined. It's the Granite Busters end of the year upgrade sale. Call Click or Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite or quartz. Here's how it works. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a stainless steel undermount sink and a sink grate for free. Go with 50 plus square feet of Category C granite and you'll get the sink, sink grate, and quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade all for free. And if you go with Category D or higher, then you'll get all of the above, plus a lifetime granite sealer absolutely free, only at Granite Busters, where you'll find over 135 colors and styles. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. It's the end of the year upgrade sale, and it's only at Granite Busters. Online at granitebusters.com.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires December
December 31st, 2014.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who listen who think I can handle this on my own, and they start to maneuver their way through the paperwork, and then they end up getting denied. Do you see folks like that come in and see you at the St. Louis Home Retention Group?
You know what? Honestly, Steve, I would say that at least half of our clients, half of our successful modifications are people who've either gone to a different organization to try to help them with modifications, or they've tried to do it themselves and have been denied. They're moving towards foreclosure. They've given up, and then they come in our office, and guess what happens? As we follow through, we're able to accomplish things that they have not been able to accomplish on their own, nor has their bank been able to help them with. And the reason why, Steve, is because we are the best at what we do, bar none.
Yeah, so look, there's no reason not to make the call, but even if you didn't make the call the first time, make the call now and get it fixed. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths & Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
Managing depression. It's about getting you back to you. If you're still experiencing feelings such as depressed mood and lack of energy, whether or not you're taking an antidepressant, the Forward studies may be an option. They're evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression. To learn more, call 888-44-MERCY. That's 888-446-3729 or visit forwardstudies.com.
Cape Albion is a beautiful lakeside community convenient to Webster Groves, Kirkwood, and the West County area. It offers gracious living for the retiree with independent and assisted living. Newly added is their memory support care and short-term respite care. Every resident enjoys superior amenities, a caring staff, and services that make Cape Albion a home. See why Cape Albion is one of St. Louis's favorite retirement spots. Call 636-861-3200 for a tour of their great community.
Get to Kohl's this Thursday through Saturday for great gifts for everyone on your list. For 3 days only, you'll find big savings on premium electronic gifts from brands like Jawbone, Sony, Monster, and Fitbit. And 50 to 60% off sleepwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Great gifts at great prices. This Thursday through Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The holidays are all about comfort, and no one knows classic comfort food like Bishop's Post Restaurant in Chesterfield. In fact, St. Louis Magazine named the Andouille Sausage Gumbo as a top dish of its comfort food list. Bishop's Post is the perfect gathering place over the cold holidays. And right now, you'll receive a free $20 gift card with a purchase of a $100 gift card. Your friends will love your great taste and great tasting food. For tidings of comfort and joy, visit Bishop's Post, located just south of Chesterfield Mall, or at bishopspost.com.
Guys, are you looking for the perfect holiday gift for that special someone? Blow them away with a gift certificate from Blown Away Blow Dry Bar. So easy to purchase and print online at blownawaystl.com. It's the hottest new must-see salon. Just wash, blow, go for only $35. And a kiss and makeup bar, too. Blown Away Blow Dry Bar, 8815 Ladue Road in the New Colonial Marketplace in Clayton. Mention the Big 550 and get $550 off your first blowout or gift certificate. blownawaystl.com.
Happy holidays from the Big 550 KTRS and DynaGreen. Don't forget your lawn this holiday season. You want to put in step 4 and step 5 of DynaGreen. That's the DynaGreen winterizer and the DynaGreen winterizer with Surge. You want to put down an application right around Thanksgiving and then again before Christmas. The DynaGreen winterizer keeps your green grass longer and delivers an early spring. That's DynaGreen. Ask for it by name, DynaGreen, at your local lawn and garden dealer or DynaGreenInfo.com.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 800-711-6816. That's 800-711-6816.
Hi, it's Randy here. Jewelry can be a defining element of a woman's style. At Paramount Jewelers, you'll find that perfect ring, necklace, or earring set that will touch her heart and make her stand out from the crowd. Their excellent reputation of quality service and interest-free financing has made Paramount Jewelers a landmark in St. Louis for 68 years. Visit Paramount Jewelers in historic downtown Maplewood today or go to ParamountJewelers.com. Paramount Jewelers, sparkling since 1946.
Get to Kohl's for great gifts on Thursday through Saturday, like 10 to 40% off select electronics from Jawbone, Sony, and Monster. You'll earn Kohl's cash, too. See store for details. Find your yes. Kohl's.
KTRS and the U.S. Marines are playing Santa for the 2014 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped toys for Tots donation at Chesterfield Mall Friday, December 12th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. as we broadcast live from the center court. You can also drop them off at any Firehouse Subs location and here at KTRS in the Westport Plaza. The Big 550 KTRS Nestle Purina Toy Drive is brought to you by Walter Knoll Flowers, Schnars Hardware, St. Louis Cardinals, Firehouse Subs, NHC Healthcare, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now dashing through the snow.
Is Eartha Kitt?
Yeah. All the fields we go. Just laughing all the way.
Hey, can you stop us for a second? Folks, there are two Wayne Newtons, okay? There was the early Wayne Newton. That's this guy right here. Like, yeah, he sounded like a little boy and looked like a little girl. And then all of a sudden, he decided he tried to drop his voice a little bit. This is the early years Wayne Newton. Go ahead, play some more of this thing.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Now dashing through the snow. And one of us will be. All the fields will go.
Stop it again. Here's another thing he does that drives me crazy. He's one of these guys who interjects extra words. For example, instead of jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, he'd say, jingle bells, I say jingle bells, jingle those bells all the way, not part of the way, but all the way. You know, that kind of thing. Okay, start him up.
So good. Bells on Bob Dillery, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and see a sleigh and so on.
Hey, yeah, hey, jingle bells.
Jingle all the way.
Yeah, you sing it, Wayne. Okay, I'm just about to vomit.
Jing jingle.
Wayne Newton, half man, half woman. At 15, he looked like a kind of a doughy, heavy girl.
Yeah, he looked like he looked Chastity like a, Bono after.
Yes, he looked like Chastity when Chastity was a girl. But then he got tired of being made fun of, so he took karate lessons and grew a mustache and tried to be like a guy. He is a weird dude, that Wayne Newton. He really, you know that story? It's true, because the book by Henry Bushkin confirmed it. He burst into Carson's office in Burbank and went past the secretary and went right into Johnny Carson's office. And he got tired of Carson making jokes about it. And so he goes up to Carson and goes, if you make another comment about me, I'm going to kick your ass. You know, and he'd taken some karate lessons. He says, I mean it. Knock it off. And it scared Carson enough that Bushkin said he stopped doing it. Oh, yeah. He lost it. He was in there. And he went crazy. A little hissy fit he threw. All right. I need to take a second here, a moment. Not a second, a moment, a couple moments to help a couple people out. Now, what I can't do, and I wish I could, is don't email me if you have a little of a small business and you need some help, because there are lots of people in that situation. But these are two businesses that I've mentioned before, but I haven't mentioned for at least a month. And I'd like to just kind of give them a leg up and help them because I, in both cases, know these people. I know them, and I know it's tough to get a business going and get it started, but I know them well enough to know I don't feel bad about sending you to them or putting you in touch with them. The first is Critter Care with two Ks, Critter with a K and Care with a K. I know the lady very well who started this and runs it. And she's doing well, but I want her to do even better. And I also understand that people who have pets are, in many cases, they feel the same way about them people feel about their kids. They don't want them just in anybody's care. They don't want to leave them with just anybody. In fact, some of them don't want to leave them with anybody. They want them to stay at home, and that's what Critter Care does. They will send people to your house, and these are people who have been screened. They are qualified. They love pets, and they'll come to your house and let your dog or you don't let a cat out, I guess, but, you know, walk the dog, feed the dog, let the dog out, stay and house sit with the dog if you want to. Is that the term, house sit or dog sit?
Yeah,
I guess
dog
it would
sit,
be.
Right?
House sit's when you actually watch the house.
Yeah.
This would be dog sitting. So it's Critter Care, and I know this woman, and she is a terrific person and wonderful, and obviously has dogs of her own. And it's just a good, solid business, so I don't feel bad about sending you to Critter Care. And I have the information on frankopinion.com under sponsors. So if you have a pet, doesn't have to be a dog, because they do all kinds of pets, and you need somebody because you're going to be working long hours, just let, again, they're going to be gone for a week, and you need somebody to stay with the animal, Critter Care, frankopinion.com, under sponsors, you'll find it. Here's the other one. The guy's name is Lance. He's in his 30s. He's at Lake of the Ozarks. I've been going to Lake of the Ozarks for 35 years, and in the course of 35 years, I've realized there are thousands and thousands of people from St. Louis who go to the lake. Some people go to the lake four times a year, twice a year, once a year. Some people go every weekend. But lots of people have places at the lake. Sometimes it's a little cabin, could be a condo, could be a great big house. They have a fishing boat, they have a big cruiser, whatever. This is the very time of year, especially now, where you need somebody dependable to check on your place. And that's what Lance has done. He started a business a few months ago. And he needs some more business. He needs some people who... I have trusted Lance to do everything from things at the house to, you know, wash the boat, get it ready. I mean, whatever you want him to do, he'll work out a program with you if it involves going by and checking on the place once a week. These lake places, especially in the winter, they'll go for weeks and nobody checks on the place, and you do not need, when spring comes, to find out that, uh-oh, something really bad happened over the winter, and nobody knew it, and it just ruined carpeting, maybe a whole basement, maybe something else, maybe a branch fell on something and put a hole in the roof, it's been leaking like crazy, and you didn't know it. LOZ Management is the name of his company. He's in his 30s. He has a little baby and another one on the way. My take on him, and I've known him a while, he's a decent, hardworking kid who wants to make it, and I want to help him. And that's it. There's not a dollar in this for me. These people cannot afford advertising schedules. So if you have a place at the lake and you're interested in, and you know what? You call him and talk to him or meet him if you're going to go down to check on something. He'll be happy to meet you. He'd love to meet you. He wants to meet you. And then you make the decision, hey, I'd like to have this guy once a month, once a week, twice a month, whatever. Check on my place. Make sure the heat's on, even if it's in the 50s in the winter. You get the idea. So again, frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and you'll see the little blurb about somebody to look after your place at the lake or check on it and the thing for Critter Care. I'd appreciate it if you'd give them a look and at least consider giving these people a shot at your business. And I know they would, too. And that's kind of it. Thanks for letting me do that. Now, we have, how much time do we have? We have time for a couple of calls. Somebody wants to call. And then we'll get Bill Cleveland in here. Or do we have time? We have time for one
call.
Maybe one call. Let's get Dan in here. Dan, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and I'm AM and a PM as
well. Well, thank you, Dan. What's up?
Hey, two quick things, Frank. Number one, didn't Wayne Newton get his acting career on Bonanza? Because I remember seeing him as a little kid on Bonanza.
No, he didn't get his start there. He was on one episode of Bonanza, but he actually, I think, got his first real exposure on something like the Andy Williams Show or one of those shows. But I saw that episode you're talking about. He was singing in a barn or something.
Yeah,
he did an episode, but yeah, he didn't get his start on Bonanza.
Yeah, and then the other thing real quick was is that I heard that nasty song by Brenda Lee today on another radio station.
Ugh. Well, I got to tell you, Dan, I do not like directly attacking any station, but I think we need to call them out. What was it?
Y98.
Oh.
Filth mongers. Do not care to heed our warning.
Wow. I think it's important people know what stations to stay away from.
Oh, morning, this morning.
It's
Phillips and Company.
I was waiting for Eartha Kitt next.
Well, it'll probably be next.
Yeah, it'll be there.
Hey, thank you so much for warning people.
All right. All right. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
You too, Dan. Well, there's another station you want to stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
And we would never normally say that. Oh, don't listen to XYZ station. But here we feel we have no choice.
Yeah.
We just don't have any choice. Bill Clevelin is on the way. Can I talk about Schaefer?
Yes.
If you give me a minute to chat with you about Schaefer, then I'll let you folks hear Bill Clevelin. How's that? Is that a deal? Okay. Done. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. I vividly remember my first wreck. I did make it for a year. Like a lot of kids who turned 16 when I did back in the old days. I couldn't wait a minute past my birthday to get my license, so I did. Now, I did make it a year. I beat the statistics, which say that well within inside of 12 months, most teenagers have their first accident. I did not have mine till I was 17, but when I had it, it was a doozy, and it was raining, and I was taking my little brother, to school, and I hit the brakes. There were no anti-lock brakes, so I slid right into the guy in front of me, knocked him into the guy in front of him, and it was a mess. And I was scared to death, and the sound of the breaking glass and metal, and that was a bad day. And we took the car to a horrible, horrible body shop in Belleville, and when we got it back, I'm not kidding, it was a blue car. The shade of blue on the door that was repaired and the hood were different blues than the rest of the car. It didn't match. And it was embarrassing to drive it because it was so obvious. Hey, that car has been in a wreck. It's had body work. Look, if the hood doesn't match the fender and the door. That was then, and there was no Schaefer, I don't think, then. If there was, we didn't know about it. Now there is, and there's seven locations, and there will never be an excuse for Schaefer to ever turn out a vehicle that's not perfect, where the body work isn't perfect. And, of course, now they have technology where they can match oxidized paint. You don't want a six-year-old car to have a hood or a trunk or a door replaced with one or repaired and have it look brand new right out of the factory because paint changes over time. They can computer match so that your car, that portion that's fixed, that's repaired, matches the 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old paint that it was right next to. And you can't tell where the work ends and begins. And that's the sign of great body work. And don't worry about... You go, well, I haven't had a body shop visit for years. I forgot how to handle the insurance and the car rental. Don't worry about it. They do this every day. They'll make this so easy for you. And when you get it back, your reaction's going to be, if I am ever in another accident, I won't even consider going anywhere else but Schaefer. That's what you're going to say to yourself. And you should. And for good reason. So when it happens, tell your insurance company, this vehicle is going to Schaefer. Schaefer. Auto Body Centers.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a quick check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, if you're coming in on eastbound 70, you're going to find some long stretches of slow traffic starting about 270 through the airport, and then it's heavy again from 170 through Jennings Station Road. Same thing on eastbound 40, Clarkson to Mason, Lindbergh to Big Bend. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're jamming up from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270, it's stop and go from Dorset down through Ladue. We're looking at heavy traffic. In fact, it's really jammed up because of an earlier accident that's been cleared on southbound 170 from Midland down through Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. Get to Kohl's for great gifts Thursday through Saturday, like 10 to 40% off select electronics from Jawbone, Sony, and Monster. You'll earn Kohl's cash, too. See store for details. Find your yes, Kohl's. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Michael Dierberg from First Bank. Warmest wishes for the season from our family at First Bank to yours.
Enjoy crispy bacon goodness on your favorite breakfast sandwich at Subway. Like the bacon, egg, and cheese. Get it made the way you say. Subway. Build your better breakfast.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Good time of year to have this app on your phone, STL Taxi. Good way to get a Laclede Cab. Now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello and good afternoon to you, Bill.
So I got a little bit of a dilemma here. I had planned on today, I was going to try and tell a joke, like a Frank O'Pinion Playhouse-type joke today.
Yeah. Well, I think people would love
Whoa.
That.
Well, I don't think we have any time. Do we have enough time for that?
Sure we do. Unless it's an eight-minute joke. Go ahead.
I got like 90 seconds. All right, here we go.
This is something new.
All right, so there's this old guy, and it's his first day in a brand-new nursing home, and he hates it. He's all alone, doesn't know anybody. And in walks this female volunteer. She's really nice, and they start talking. The old guy, you know, he's sharing stories. They're having a great time. And as they keep talking, the volunteer notices that the man's room's got all sorts of flowers and cards and balloons from friends and relatives and stuff. And she notices this full bowl of peanuts sitting right on top of the table next to the bed. So she reaches in the bowl and helps herself to a few. And as the old man keeps telling stories, the volunteer keeps eating more and more of these peanuts. And all of a sudden, she looks at her watch, and she goes, oh, my gosh, I've been in here with you for 2 hours. Goodness, I have to go around and visit some of the other residents. And she says, but I feel horrible that I've eaten almost all of your peanuts here. And the old guy says, oh, that's all right. Ever since I got these false teeth, all I could do was suck the chocolate off them anyway.
I am proud of Frank for not...
yes, he held back.
Since we've
told that joke every year for about 25 years.
Yeah.
Except my version isn't false teeth. It's gum disease. But you know
grosser.
What? You know what? He did a decent job. He did it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It proves you don't listen to the show. Or you know he...